Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Here we go, dear listener, here we go!
Until tomorrow, you know I'm free to roll.
Some of you texters are nuts! Some of you texters are nuts! There's this guy, and it's a man who texts in every night. 0844 is the end of his number, and we phone him up, and he never answers the phone because he hasn't got the balls to answer the phone, right? And I'm guessing he texts me to try and upset me. I guess that's what it is, because they're all little digs. I've had such a great day today. I did some filming with Diane Morgan for her new series, Mandy. I play, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I play me in it. I play me in a comedy show. I did some filming today and sat in a room with Sean Locke for an hour and I met Diane Morgan and it was a joy. You know, Kunk, that's Kunk, got a new series. I'm in it. I did some filming today and I was so nervous and she was so lovely and wonderful. I just had one of my favourite people in, Saf, right? I'm bulletproof. I got my boys this weekend. I'm bulletproof, right? I am completely bulletproof. So 0844 has texted him. No capital letters, hardly any punctuation, and a lot of spelling mistakes. But I guess it's hard to text with one hand. 0844 says, I have come to the conclusion that you are not bisexual, Ian Lee. There is no history of you having relationships with men. Just like you faked your owl attack, I suspect you are faking your bisexuality, which I find very sad indeed. He uses the name Bob from Croydon. We know that's not your name, 0844. Here's the thing. It doesn't make any sense. You don't have to have sex with someone. Right? You don't have to have sex with someone to be heterosexual, right? Right? You don't have to have sex with someone to be that sexuality. Now, I have a history, 0844. I'm not going to share it with you. It's none of your business. Absolutely none of your business. I have nothing to prove to you whatsoever. But it's a strange thing that a lot of your tweets are about what I may or may not have got up to sexually with other people. That's weird, man. That's weird, 0844. You need to ask yourself why you're so obsessed with my sex. You need to ask yourself why my sex interests you so much. I'm bulletproof tonight, dear listener. I'm bulletproof. I think I'm braver than Philip Schofield. I did it first. I think that makes me braver. I think I'm braver than Philip Schofield. I don't think you can even argue with that. I don't think you can even argue with that. Out of me and Philip Schofield, I am the bravest. Not really that bothered. I mean, it'd be good. It might help other people come out. Might help other young people come out. Might help other middle-aged men come out. I mean, but, you know. And here's the thing. Everyone going, oh, everyone's saying that Philip is brave. Well, what about his wife and children? Here's the thing. Here's the thing that you all seem to forget in 2020. You can care for more than one thing at a time. It doesn't just have to be one person one group of people that you're considerate about at the expense of all other people. So, yeah, you can say, oh, I think what Philip Schofield did is quite brave. It doesn't mean, I hope Philip's wife and daughters are miserable and I hate them and I hope they really, really suffer. It doesn't mean that at all. It can mean, I think Philip Schofield's really brave. And without saying it, it can be, I think his family are brave as well, and I wish them the very best of luck and hope they're okay. Hope they're getting the love and attention that Pip is getting. So it's really strange that everyone is... Oh, that's not brave. It's a little bit of homophobia going on there, guys. Good evening, Line 1. You're on the wireless.
Am I Line 1?
You're Line 1, and you're live on the wireless.
I'm live on the wireless and I'm wide on the liveless.
Yeah!
Yeah, man. How you doing? You okay?
I'm concerned about a mate of mine. But apart from that, I'm bulletproof. I'm bulletproof in 1 hour, 50 minutes.
What's up with you, mate? What's happening?
I don't want to say.
Oh, okay.
That's fair fine. Enough. I'm just concerned about a mate. That's all. Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm concerned about a couple of my mates, but yeah. I think they're used to it by now.
There you go. What you got for us, Big Jeff?
Oh, thank you. I didn't know if you knew who it was. Right. No, I was just going to say hello. And a friend of mine called you this evening. I'm sorry about that.
Was that Poisey?
Yes.
What's going on with him, man? How's he doing?
He's okay, you know.
Didn't sound okay.
I guess we are not the easiest travellers in life, if you know what I mean.
Things are
more complex than they might be for some other people. But we get by, and actually we're good friends and we help each other. We support each other, you know.
That's all you can do. That's what it's all about.
Well, I'm afraid too, that is all we can do.
That's all we can do, isn't it? Well, I hope he's doing all right. He sounded a little bit...
He's a little bit, yeah. He's been with me all day, so I'm a bit of a heavy hitter, like booze-wise and stuff, so he's probably drunk more today than he normally does.
Okie-dokie.
But yeah, he's a good man.
Okay.
I know, but I'm still alive. Ian, still alive.
Okay. Well, I suppose in that result, you're winning.
I guess.
I just find people that say that. I find drugs really boring.
Oh.
I find them boring.
Yeah.
Even when I was a drunk, I found them boring. Boring. Drunks and stoners. Boring.
I guess so. Yeah.
It's just dull. It's a dull conversation.
I can't yet quite face the notion of sobriety, but I'm working towards it.
I'm not saying you should be or anything. I can tell when people are drunk and stoned. Trust me, dear.
Yeah, of course.
I just find it boring.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I find...
I have yet to have...
Some other things
I
boring.
Have yet to have an interesting discussion with someone who smoked a joint or someone who's drunk more than 3 pints of beer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an interesting life you must have lived.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know what you're saying to me. I've drunk more than 3 pints of lager and I've smoked a joint. So you're telling me I'm boring, is that it? Is that what you're saying?
Isn't it funny how you've got all defensive?
Well, no, you're obviously making a very pointed remark at a human being that you're talking to.
I didn't know you drank more than 3 pints of beer.
Well,
I didn't know that.
You do. You do know that.
Yeah, I'm saying that this is quite a boring phone call. Because he's going nowhere. And you've had your mate phone up who's in the same situation, was very, very rude. And
in that he criticised your style.
We couldn't understand what he was saying.
I didn't tell him what to say, mate. I didn't tell him what to say. He found out...
Why are you getting so defensive and angry?
Defensive? What?
Why are you getting so defensive and angry, mate? What's that all about? Oh, I'm just talking and you're getting very defensive. It's another thing that alcohol does that I find really tedious, makes people very aggressive.
Well, so you keep coming back to this point that other people are tedious and boring and you're so interesting.
You listen and you phone. You have the option to turn it off.
Well,
Is it funny? You've got all angry and defensive because I said I don't like people that drink too much or smoke weed.
I really,
Isn't that funny? Your mate phones up and was aggressive and rude.
To rile me. You're not going to rile me.
But, Jeffrey, you're riled. You're getting very angry and defensive.
No, I'm not.
Well, you're getting sarcastic really now.
No.
You're getting sarcastic.
I'm so chilled out, mate. You wouldn't believe it.
Well, no, I wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't believe it. Now you're spouting out dull cliches.
Flat out like a lizard drinking.
Okay, you're getting defensive. You can't engage in a conversation. You're being aggressive. You're about to insult me. Here we go.
I'm not going to insult you. I don't want to insult you. I have nothing to insult you about.
Well, I'm not insulting you. I'm saying I've never had an interesting conversation with someone that smoked a joint or had more than three pints of beer.
I'll tell you what, I've never had an interesting conversation with somebody who was sober. They're all boring.
Well, that's plainly nonsense.
Honestly, sober people are boring.
But Jeffrey, that's obviously not true.
Just talk about nonsense and recovery and children and puppies.
I have kittens, actually. But isn't it funny how you're getting very aggressive? And you won't see it as aggression because you're drunk.
It's aggressive. You class it as aggressive.
Yeah, because I tell you why, because
it's
aggressive.
This is how I talk.
You're talking in an aggressive, rude, ill-mannered. Okay, if you let me finish the sentence.
Yeah, nobody's paying me. How much are you getting paid an hour to talk this nonsense?
I can't understand what you're
saying. How much are you getting paid an hour to talk this nonsense?
It's about 150 quid an hour.
Well, you're well overpaid.
There we go. You keep them coming, Jeff. I'm bulletproof tonight. You keep them coming, buddy.
That's it. That's all I've got.
It's the best you got. The best you got is I'm overpaid.
Well, I'm not going to insult you personally about it.
You've tried, and it's just not working. It's pathetic. I feel sorry for you, mate.
I don't know. You started on me.
No, boy. I didn't. But here's the thing.
You started on me, boy.
No, Jeffrey. Jeffrey,
I
didn't.
Yeah, you did, boy. Yeah, boy, you did, boy.
I think my point about drunk people being I think my point about people who've had a joint and more than three pints of beer being boring, I think Jeffrey's bearing this out. Has anyone got any idea what Jeffrey's talking about? Does anyone know? Because I haven't got a flipping clue. I haven't got a flipping clue, this poor bloke. Let's go back. Let's listen to what he's saying. Let's put his fader up. Jeff, did you just say I'm not a stand-up?
I'm sorry, would you like me to repeat myself? Are you having a slight... Is it hard of hearing or hard of thinking?
No, I put your fader down because it was so boring.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with you,
mate?
Put
that little hook in your mouth, boy.
No, I'm the one that's going more on fishing, and I've caught two in one call.
That little hook in your mouth, boy. Anyway, it's been lovely talking to you, but you're so boring. I'm going...
Okay.
I'll see you later. If you ring me back.
Why would I ring you back? You're a terrible caller. Worst caller I've had in about five years.
You are so low rate.
Wow, Jeffrey, what's wrong, mate? You put the phone down. What was that about? Poor old Kath missed that. Does anyone know what that was about? I think he's proved the point. Here's the thing. He'll call back in a bit. We'll take him when he calls back. We'll let him have double bubble. Is it a full moon? I need to Google. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Cass.
there.
You missed a great call. Well, I say great call.
Was it an interesting person who'd been drinking and smoking?
No!
Oh!
It was Jeffrey, who phoned up to apologise for his other mate, Plobboy, or whatever his name was.
Poisey.
All I did was say... He'll call back in a bit, I'm sure. All I did was say... that I've never had an interesting conversation with someone who's had a joint or had more than three pints. And he got very, very angry. I heard him mutter something about, I'm not a stand-up. Well, I'm not. I've not done stand-up comedy for about 20 years, 25, about 22, 23 years. Very strange. Put that in the podcast, because maybe he'll hear it when he sobers up. He'll call back in a minute, I'm sure of it. Nathan tweeted me. Nathan makes a really good point, actually. Nathan makes a really good point. Nathan says, here's an idea, Ian. If someone phones up and you don't like how they're speaking, why don't you just cut them off? Seems like the last few shows are just arguments similar to the Julia Hartley Brewer show. Then it's a colon and an open bracket doing a sad face. If someone phones you up, if someone gets in touch with you and you don't like how they're speaking, why don't you just cut them off? So I blocked him.
Oh.
Because I didn't like how he was speaking. So I blocked him. Thank you. And also...
Here's the thing. Sometimes people come on and they're aggressive and then they calm down and we actually get to what's really upsetting them.
But also, I mean, I was kind of enjoying... The aggression came from nowhere.
Right.
From nowhere. Incredible scenes. Jeff, give us a call back, mate. Come on. Give us a call back. Say sorry and we'll carry on. Let's go to... Kerry!
So, my Ian, how are you?
I'm on top of the world. I say I'm bulletproof. I've had a great day working with Diane Morgan, seeing my friend Saf. I've got the kids tomorrow. I am bulletproof, Kerry, right now.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's great. How are you doing?
I'm f***ing amazing myself. Ooh.
Whoa, right, that's a yellow card, Kerry. One more of those and you're off, mate.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, Jeff seemed very furious for some reason. I have no idea why Jeff was so angry. However, I can understand his point of view.
Well, I don't know what his point of view was. Maybe you could explain it to me.
I think his point of view was that he'd had a few drinks, he'd had a smoke, and therefore he was correct. And sometimes if you counteract that, get someone angry.
What do you mean, so therefore he was correct? He was correct about what?
No. In his mind, he was correct.
Oh, in his mind, he's correct. Yeah.
He was correct as in, you know, in
any point
sense.
That was being... But I was correct. It was a boring call.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And I feel for Jeff, but...
I do. I wish him all the best. And when he phones up and apologises, I'm happy to take that and then we can have a proper chat.
Yes. And I agree with you.
Thank you.
And hope you have a great night, Ian. Right.
I'm having the best night, Kerry. Thank you. Someone's tweeted. Where's this? Mr. Linton. Where has he tweeted? I don't understand why some celebrities, in inverted commas, see the need to come out in public. Do you not? Really? You don't? I don't care what their sexual proclivities are. Well, that's not that's not the point. It has no bearing on how good they are as a TV presenter. Plenty of them do their jobs very well without invoking their own preferences. I'm guessing you're heterosexual.
Do you mention your wife at work?
And that's the thing, right? Who knows why Philip Schofield came out? Maybe the papers had the story, right? Maybe the papers had the story. It's been done before. It's not unknown or uncommon for papers to phone people up and say, look, we know you're gay. We're running this story. There's two ways of doing it. You can either do it with us or we do it without you. But we're running this story at the weekend. So that could have happened. When you are a big celebrity, here's the thing. Maybe it made him feel better. Maybe it made him feel better. It made me feel better coming out as bi. It made me feel better.
Can I also raise a phone call that we had yesterday from a guy who was terrified that his 10-year-old boy might be gay?
Yeah, it helps. It helps. And I'm guessing you're heterosexual, not in any way to use that as a weapon to attack you, but I think for people who are in a sexual minority, part of the LGBTQ+ community, that to see someone who is on the telly, let's be honest, too much. But to see your daughter doesn't like him.
She doesn't like Philip Schofield.
Because she's a homophobe.
Or pigeons.
She, you know, that actually, him coming out, and this may not, this probably wasn't even his intention, will do a lot of good. It might do a lot of good for a 10-year-old boy who's gay. It might do a lot of good for a 50-year-old dad or two that's gay. It might do great for a girl. It could, all these, it can actually be really good in a world where two gay women have their faces smashed in because they won't kiss on a bus. This stuff, unfortunately, is still really important. It's still really important. Being gay has not been normalised as much as perhaps everyone thinks it has, or as much as you
think
it has.
I'm glad you're cool with it, though. That's good.
Yeah.
The other thing is, he's a big family name, and I expect he felt like a fraud.
Yeah.
And he was just waiting to be found out all the time. You can't live like that. And also, while young men and women are still killing themselves or self-medicating with drink or drugs because they feel ashamed of the way they are and they can't change the way I think it's really important that that stuff like this happens.
Me coming out as bisexual was because I felt I had to do it, right? It was last year. I was 46 years old, lived with it for 35 years, full of shame and guilt, and a lot of my drug taking was around that and doing behaviour that was causing me shame when actually it should have been giving me pleasure. And I told some close friends and family, and then I just thought, well, do you know what? I think I need to say it publicly. I need to say it publicly to make it real, and then it's out there. And then there is no question, there is no hesitancy. It's like, I'm bi. That's it. It's done. It's out there. It was important to me.
It also takes it away as a weapon for someone else. Say someone else who knew what had been going on. Yeah. I don't know what Philip Schofield's history is, and I'm not suggesting that, but what I'm saying is you take the power back. I think it's important.
I think it is important. But as long as you're cool with it, and that's great, unfortunately not everyone is. Let's go to Margaret. Good evening, Margaret.
Good evening, Ian, and good evening, Catherine.
Hey, Margaret.
Said good evening. Yes, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
It is exactly the same phone call I was having with Diane Morgan about 5 hours ago. Literally 20 minutes of me and Diane Morgan going, hello, yeah, can you hear me? I can hear you. That's why I'm responding to you. So, yes, we can hear you, Margaret.
Okay. Now, that guy that phoned up and you said that you couldn't have a decent conversation with somebody who'd had 3 beers.
Not what I said. Not what I said at all. Try again.
Right. What did you... tell me what you said.
Well, no, you tell me what I said. You phoned up to comment on it. So what did I say?
You sound... very hyper, and as if...
That's how the show is. This is the show. It's up and down. I'm bulletproof. You've called in to pick me up on something I said, but yet you don't actually remember what it was I said, Margaret.
You're very aggressive tonight.
Not in the slightest. Anyway. I've just got a lot of thick callers who don't listen.
Yeah, and you've got to be right.
Well, no, I am right on this. I am factually correct on this. You have said that I said something that I didn't say. Would you like to try again?
Okay, let's put it another way.
Put it in the way that I said it. Use the at least the sentiment. You don't even need the right words. Just use the sentiment that I said.
Calm down and tell me what you said.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to tell you what I said. I'm very calm. I'm not going to tell you what I said because you phoned me up to pick me up on something you think I've said, but you don't actually remember what I said. Do you realise how silly that is?
This is what I thought you said. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you can't have a decent discussion with somebody who has had more than 3 pints or have smoked a joint.
Okay, that's not what I said, but let's carry on. Because otherwise we could be here, we could be here all night, and this call's just about as dull as Jeffrey's.
Oh, great. And it's got to be dull if somebody disagrees with you.
No, I love disagreements, but I like intelligent disagreements, not really dull, monotone, boring disagreements. So let's get to the point quickly, because I've got a full switchboard, Margaret.
I don't think I'm going to bother with you this evening.
OK, then. You want to put the phone down? Thank you, Margaret. OK, let's go to David Babcock.
Oh, yes, it's knob at night and the feeling's right.
Is this Margaret again? It's exactly the same voice.
I don't believe you know what you actually said.
Dave, listen to David. People are texting in. Tweet Kenmore, it's not what I said. Try again. David's obviously been playing flight simulators all day because he's coming and he's a little bit high, got a little bit of a buzz going.
I'm not high. I've got coronavirus.
Oh.
Jesus, I'm so sorry, mate.
It's all right. I caught it from a chicken.
Is that not bird flu?
No, coronavirus. It comes from chickens, and if you've been reading the bloody news...
I thought it came from Chinese people.
That's racist.
Well, it's not, if it's true. Is it true, Kath?
Not quite.
Sorry, it was racist.
I think it originated in Wuhan, and they're concerned... And they're concerned...
When I feel heavy metal! Yeah. Wuhan!
And they're concerned about its spread, but...
It came from chickens.
Well, stop having sex with chickens.
I'm not having sex with chickens. You shouldn't tell me that.
Why shouldn't I tell you that?
Oh, God, you just...
I'm just tying you up in knots with words. Words are my weapons, and I'm destroying you. David, what have you called in for, mate? What's your interesting point?
To be honest, I just want to fill the air so no more boring knobheads can ring.
Well, there's one on line six.
Oh, who is it?
It's you.
Why would you... I'm your friend.
Oh.
Whoa, buddy. Whoa. You were on Sky News today. I tweeted a picture of it.
No, it wasn't. Well, you're not listening to me. I've got coronavirus.
Okay, well, what do you... Okay, and?
Is that not big news for the show?
Not really.
You don't care?
You have to stay indoors and not speak to anyone for 2 weeks.
I've been in quarantine.
Was it nice?
No, I've got people walking around me with big masks.
Well, that's not quarantine if people are walking around you.
No, but they're wearing big masks.
Yeah, still not quarantine.
Yeah, they're in big masks.
Oh, okay. Saying it again. Okay.
Here's the thing I don't get. You know the cloth masks that everyone's wearing?
Yeah.
That won't do anything, will it? Because, like, germs can go through cloth, can't they? You need, like, a filter. Like a gas mask from a post-apocalyptic nuclear movie.
That's all well and good, but if you're not washing your hands...
Kathleen?
Yes?
I've got some information for you.
Information?
Is it information I want?
The masks will stop droplets of spit which carry the diseases.
Yeah, but so do dirty hands.
Have you had more than 3 pints or a joint? Because this is dull as, mate.
Well, you've got...
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through the big news stories of the day and we're going to get Babcock's... Go on, make a snappy title out of this, Kath.
Mm.
Oh, we've got Babcock's viewpoint, but you can probably do alliteration. Babcock's... No.
The Babcock News.
The Babcock News. OK. The Babcock News. David, are you ready?
It's Babcock.
Babcock.
OK.
It's David Babcock. And here is the news.
Bong.
Philip Schofield is gay.
You want my opinion?
Yeah. Okay.
That was it.
Go on.
No, you've
got to do the bong.
Bong. Teenagers make 10 grand selling face masks for coronavirus fears.
Well, what, in China?
No. British teenagers have made loads of money selling... You missed a trick. Selling face masks.
Bong. Donald Trump is found not guilty.
Bong.
Got to be quicker, David.
Hey, I'm not, sorry.
Got to be quicker. Go on. Kath?
Bye.
No, Kath, you've done it. You missed it. Kath?
Can't remember anymore.
Bong. Harry and Meghan are seen out in public for the first time.
Don't bong.
Care. Prince Andrew is going to have the bells at Westminster Palace rung on his 60th birthday.
I watched his interview today.
Bong! But he's not going to be an admiral.
Bong! Yeah, David Babcock's a knob.
Come on,
bong!
Please. Oh.
David Babcock is having sex with infected chickens.
I didn't have sex
bong! With David Babcock's making babies with a Hoover.
I've not made babies with a
Hoover. Bong! David Babcock uses his hat for nefarious purposes and it's all sticky. What?
Bong.
David Babcock is my least favourite caller.
Oh.
Even Jeffrey.
Thanks very much for your call, David. That felt a little bit like a pile-on. But I enjoyed it.
I know.
I enjoyed it
a lot. He asked for it.
Let's go to Giselle.
Hi.
Hi, Giselle. Hi there. Hi.
Yeah. It's great news that your figures are up 13% on the last quarter.
Up high.
I'm not sure that they're all actually listeners.
No.
Keyword actually being listeners.
People need to practice their listening skills so much.
Pardon?
Thank you very much. Yeah, I nearly fell for it. I nearly fell for it. My boys are wise to that gag now. My boys are wise to that.
Yeah. I was wondering.
Were you just sick then? Sounded like a little bit of sick came out.
No.
Okay. Apologies. I hope no one is. Someone somewhere in the world is throwing up right now.
And again. Now.
Giselle, it's not you, so that's lucky.
It's not me. I was wondering, what is the strangest thing that one of your cats has eaten?
My nipple. Oof. Lucky, no, not lucky. Patty likes to chew my nipple, and I do not encourage it, but I certainly do not. It's nice. It's a nice feeling.
You don't discourage it.
It's a nice feeling. Now, anything else would not be allowed, but a nipple, I feel, is just on the right side of the law. Kath?
I think it's still frowned upon.
Okay.
My cat, the weirdest thing.
Oh, she's eaten a nipple as well?
No, no.
Well, she stayed at me for a week.
Oh, did she?
I don't want to talk about it.
Not a she. She ate a spider, but that's not
that
weird.
Wriggled
that's
and what... jiggled and tickled inside her.
Yeah, she swallowed the spider to catch a fly.
Don't die.
Believe it or not.
Why, Giselle? What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
I've ever eaten.
Yes, is that? I've just reversed the question.
Well, you haven't, because the first question would be what.
Yeah, so you've asked us what the weirdest thing our cats have ever eaten. So I'm asking you, reversing the question, sending it back. What's the weirdest thing that you've ever eaten?
Right. I accidentally swallowed a fly in science class.
You need the spider that is inside Willow.
Too late.
Don't they? She eats a cat in the end. What is it? So it's a spider. It's a fly.
Catch the fly.
No, no, no. Hang on. So we're going to work outwards. So it's the fly, the spider, the bird.
Yeah.
The cat,
dog,
the goat.
No,
there's a goat in there somewhere.
Is there?
A goat.
A goat wouldn't go for a dog.
I know, but I think it's a goat.
Lion. I think goes for the dog.
The lion is the last one because the lion eats her, doesn't it? I think it's right. This is what I think it is, and then we're gonna hang on a minute. Let me bring Alistair in the conversation because Alistair is of a generation that will know this. Alistair.
Good evening.
We think... No, don't Google it.
No, we're just asking what wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her.
What did the old lady eat? We think it was a fly, then a spider, then a bird, then a mouse.
No, cat.
Then a cat, sorry. Then a dog. Then I think it's a goat.
And I think it's a lion.
Then I think we go to horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the lion eats her. Alistair?
The only one I can remember is the fly.
Jeez.
Very short attention span.
Indeed.
Giselle's a millennial, so she won't know.
I'm not a millennial.
I don't really know what it means, so I'm gonna double down and say, yes, you are. I don't know what it means, so yes, you are.
Hi, Giselle, by the way.
Sorry?
Hi, Alistair.
Oh, greetings. They're having manners, which I've not had tonight. Okay. So, Giselle, the weirdest thing you've ever eaten is a horse, and that was to eat a goat that was chasing a dog, correct?
Sure.
Thank you very much for your call. Alistair, stay there. We'll come to you after this.
Online, on DAB, and on the Talk Radio app. Talk Radio.